You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Makes you feel more old today, seeing the fact that Sports Illustrated's featured cover was college football gearing up, and it was Reggie Bush on the front, or the fact that 22 years ago, Ryan Atwood and Marissa Cooper met in the OC. Shout out to the OC. Didn't watch it? Okay.
No, I was not an OC guy. I did watch...
they met over six.
LC, Lauren Conrad, and what was she in before they went to the OC?
Laguna Beach?
No. Oh, man. Why can't I remember the name of that stupid show? But she was hot. I always liked her.
Yeah, she was a babe.
Yeah, she was awesome. Probably still is.
Somebody says from the 785, what can I do to help Dusty get laid? A lot.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. Where do we start? I got to be quiet first. That's a dead giveaway. But I did say earlier that I think tonight is playoff baseball. Let me explain. You have to win this game because of where your season is. You're going into the Monster. You're going into Beantown. And you get Dylan effing Crochet. Now, you can go back and look at the game that he pitched against the Royals at Coffin Stadium. I believe it was Reagans versus Crochet.
And Crochet, I think it was, yeah.
And Crochet got the better half. I mean, he was striking out everybody out, dude. I think he had like 8 or 9 strikeouts in that game. But this is going to be a playoff type of game. The fans in Boston love their team. We know that. They also know what's happening in New York.
Do they?
Yeah. And when they know that's
there's
going
blood
on,
in the water.
Oh, and it's whoa. And there are fins to the left, fins to the right, yeah. And you're the only bait in town. Shout out Jimmy. Mm-hmm. And RIP. But this is going to feel like a playoff game. Like last night, you didn't go down without a fight. You still put up 4 in the 8th. It was too little too late. You left runners on early in the game, second, third, bases loaded, all these sort of things. But tonight, you face a top 3 pitcher in the league. Could win a Cy Young in the next few years. You're the underdog on the road. They're the better team, and you've got to go in there and steal one tonight because you have to win 2 or 3. You have to do that. You're in that part of your season where you lost last night. You got to go in there tonight, and your back's a little bit against the wall that is the Green Monster. You're going up against Dylan Crochet. You're going up against the Boston Red Sox, one of the hottest teams in baseball. You're on the road. You're the underdog. All of that sort of stuff is like if the playoffs were to have started today and it's like, who are the Royals going to play? Oh, they're going to play Boston. Oh, who do they get? Dylan Crochet. Oh, shoot. You know, like, but you can't let that affect you. You've got to go out there and continue to put up 5 runs a game like you've been doing. Sal's got to be your captain. Bobby's got to be Bobby. And Vinny's got to be Vinny. And if you can do that and go into Boston tonight and beat Dylan Crochet, you then switch the momentum back. Kind of like a playoff game. You've now switched the momentum back to your side of the field, and then you go in the rubber match where it's not a 1 o'clock start or a noon start tomorrow. It's not a short day. Mm-hmm. You get the full rest, the full sort of everything. You play again on Wednesday at 6 o'clock, and then it gets easy. You get to take a little bit of a weight off your shoulder. You come out of Toronto winning 2 out of 3. You come out of Boston winning 2 out of 3, and then you get Minnesota, Washington, and Chicago. I mean, that's a good run of teams that you can kind of have your way with, and it kind of goes to winning this game tonight because you've won 2 out of 3 against Toronto. You've lost 1 to Boston. So you're now, what is that, 2-2 on this road trip so far. You win tonight, that pivotal swing that feels like a playoff game, that will feel like a playoff atmosphere because it is August in Boston, and they know what the standings look like, and people are starting to get that feel. Plus, they know who the Royals are.
Yeah.
They're not the old Royals that just come in here and get slapped around and the game's over and all that sort of stuff. Last night showed that. If you can get in tonight and get to Dylan Crochet early, which is something the Royals never seem to do, is get after their team early. This is a playoff type of baseball.
Well,
game,
right? It's one of these games where you have to win, because you mentioned, you know, all the bottom feeders that are coming up on the schedule afterwards.
The
Minnesota Twins are coming up, you know, obviously the Washington Nationals are coming up, obviously, but you don't want to waste games against the Boston Red Sox and be sitting here two or three under 500 when you're getting ready to take on the Minnesota Twins. And the best you can do is get back to even, right? You want to use those games against the Twins and against the Nationals to pad yourself a little bit, to give yourself a little bit of breathing room, you know, in the standings right now. You don't want to have to use those games to get back to where you are. And that's why last night was such a kind of a clunker for the Royals, because you had an opportunity to get that first game going after a great series in Toronto. You had the ability to be over 500, and immediately it's 5-0, right? And immediately all the wind is out of your sails in that game. And now you're facing, you know, Crochet tonight, and you're thinking to yourself, oh boy, this is, as you mentioned, a top three pitcher in all of baseball, 2-3 ERA going up against. You don't like the odds in that one. That's a tough matchup. And now it mounts, right? And these are the type of pitchers you're going to have to beat as you know, fight for the playoffs, or even in the postseason. You're not going to face, you know, some schlub. You're going to be facing the Dylan Crochets, especially in that first round, you know, of the postseason. So you got an opportunity tonight against a really good pitcher to go out there and take care of some business and really have some, you know, fun and win a game and get back to that 500 level, and then use those games against the Twins and against the Nationals to pad your record, not using those games to get back to even, because you don't want to waste three games against the Twins just to get back to 500. So don't fall tonight. Don't fall tomorrow. Win these games, and then use these games against these losers as padding for your standings.
Yeah, because if you take two out of three, especially winning tonight against Garrett Crochet, and you have another guy who's trying to make his statement with the team, as you'd mentioned, Falter last night did not do well.
No.
Tonight is another addition, and I think it's what, Bergier?
Yeah.
Bergert?
Never heard of him. Bergert. Yeah. Burger.
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
We should have gotten
Bergert. Brandon Bergert, yeah.
Yeah. So, but no, you play this game tonight. You take advantage of the series, because you will win the game that I think, if you look at Boston.
Ryan Bergert. I got his name right in front of me.
Ryan, Garrett, Dylan, who gives a rip? Win the game tonight. That's all that really matters, because, again, game at 6:10 tonight. Berger versus Crochet, 2.23 ERA, 2.78 ERA. So, I mean, small sample size.
Yeah.
But again, this is one of those games. Like, this is where if you want to keep the fan base believing, you win this game tonight. That's why it's so important to me, why I think this feels like a playoff game. One, we're getting close to the end of the season. Wins are must wins.
Yeah.
Series are must win series. You got to string wins together. You got to put runs up. They've been doing that. Now, if they can do that tonight, this is a huge test, because if you do make the playoffs, like you said, you will play against pitchers that are elite, right? You will play against these guys that are going to have A stuff. And Garrett Crochet is a guy that has A++ stuff. And if you can go in there tonight and do the deed, then that's a huge swing in this series going to game three of this Boston series.
And then it's a momentum builder, too. You just beat Crochet. You didn't go out there and beat somebody you never heard of before. You went out and beat one of the best pitchers in the American League tonight.
No doubt. See, before we get into one word, another little Royals tidbit, because the Royals are third in this category.
They are third in increased attendance from a season ago. I hear a lot of people bitch about attendance at Kauffman Stadium, right? Oh, why isn't anybody there? Why isn't anybody there? That's low-hanging fruit. That is a fallacy that nobody's at Kauffman Stadium.
It's
because
Monday at 110
Well, there is that, too. You know, people don't go out there. But one of our listeners sent me this list yesterday. He was trying to take a shot at Cardinal fans, because they're down 20-some percent from where they were a season ago when it comes to attendance. Right. We know why. And I don't blame Cardinal fans.
Andrew Mozeliak, they want him to get that.
They want. He's been employed as the GM of the Cardinals as long as you've been alive, Mac.
And he's said this is it. So right. He actually is. Getting out. No, new regime is coming.
Right.
To St. Louis.
Yeah. He's bouncing out, and I understand that. And they didn't expect the product to be good, so they didn't invest. I don't have a problem with that. Now, you can't call yourself the best fans in baseball if you're going to be that way. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But they have like year over year attendance change, and I've heard so many people complain about, oh, why aren't there more people at Kauffman Stadium? The Royals have the third best percentage increase worst in attendance this year of any team in Major League Baseball. And I'm not counting the Sacramento Athletics in this because you move to a new stadium. It's not the same. Yeah, we're not dealing with apples to apples, right? They're only up 17.8%, though, are the Sacramento Athletics. I mean, they're not even getting 10,000 fans a game in a 14,000 seat ballpark. So yes, they're up, but I mean, that's not apples to apples. So I took them out of the equation. The only teams that are drawing more this year than last year, more so than the Royals, are the Mets. They're up 43%, and the Tigers, and they're up 33, almost 34% in attendance. The Royals this year are up over 13% in attendance from where they were a year ago. That is the third highest in baseball. I hear people all the time tell me the crowds aren't good at Kauffman Stadium. The crowds aren't big at Kauffman Stadium. Where are the fans at Kauffman Stadium to support this team? Royals fans are supporting this team to the turn of 13% better than where they were a season ago, which is third best in all of Major League Baseball. That's a tip of the cap to Royals fans. They're going out there to Kauffman Stadium in a big way. Why do people say there's nobody going out to Kauffman Stadium?
Well, I think you nailed it when you said it's low hanging fruit because it's got to be a sellout or it doesn't show.
Yeah.
But if you're averaging 25,000 fans a game.
They're averaging 22,000 fans per game compared to 19,000 a season ago. That's a big increase.
Right. And we'll see if that is either, and that can go one way or the other by the end of the season.
Sure.
Because like if you stay, you know, in the hunt and you're continuing to show that you have a fight for the chance for the playoffs, people will go to these games.
Yeah.
Now, if you get swept by Boston and then lose 2 out of 3 against Minnesota, that number will go from third to like seventh.
Sure.
Real fast.
Because
like those average of 22,000 people will go down to 18 to 19,000 to the rest of the people in the league. But that's what you see. Put a winning product on the field. Show the city that you care. Yep. Sign guys like Lugo. Bring guys in that can get hits and with runners in scoring position and give your team a chance to play in the playoffs. Plus, you're coming off of ALDS,
yeah,
where you played that last game at Kauffman Stadium. I mean, winning products sell, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the Chiefs in the 90s. They figured it out quick. Hey, if we can be competitive, we can win, and we can build something here, people will show up. And that's when Arrowhead was born.
That's right.
The early 90s. And it hasn't gone back since because there's been a couple of little runs where it hasn't been great. Mm-hmm. We've seen the crowds dissipate fast.
Yeah.
But then they change that quick and say, hey, Dick, get in here and build this team up. We need something.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you go through another lull. And then it's like, hey, Andy, no, we got to pull out all the stops. Get in here. Hey, Royals, sign Bobby Witt Jr. to a long-term deal. Mm-hmm. Bring back veteran pitching. Show us winning baseball. We'll show you support.
And look how quickly it changes, too, because the Baltimore Orioles, who were a playoff team last year and the darlings of baseball, they're down 21% in attendance this year. People aren't going to pay for a bad product. And I think, you know, we get into this, oh, they're just fair weather fans and all that kind of stuff. No, it's expensive to go to games right now. And if your team isn't any good, why should you pay to go watch that bad team play in any sport? So I don't have a problem with some of these low hanging fruit teams not having great attendance at their game, not giving me a product worth $100 a ticket to go watch.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
All right, one word on a Tuesday. We'll get back to those Royals last night and what tonight means. But March Madness, some news over there in the college basketball ranks. They will not be expanding to 68 teams. It's been highly talked about, and they decided against it. One word.
Yeah, I think it's good for now until the Big Ten and the SEC whine like little children to get more of their teams and then threaten to start their own tournament in a year. That's the reason we're having this conversation, is because the Big Ten and the SEC are mad that their leagues are so big right now, they can't get more teams in, and they don't want the Kennesaw States of the world or the East Tonale States of the world or the, you know, the McMurray, you know, universities of the world to have an opportunity to get into the NCAA tournament. So they're kicking and screaming, and they're saying if they don't expand this thing eventually, they'll take their ball and go home. I think the NCAA tournament at 68 literally is the only thing every sports fan can agree upon. Like, everybody's good at 68, right?
Well, add one more.
Yeah. But, like, nobody's pushing to add more teams. Like, everybody's content in sports. Everybody argues about everything else. Everybody's pretty content at 68. So, my one word is smart, comma, for now. Because you know this is going to change.
Just a sentence.
Three words. Yeah, yeah. Just a sentence. My one word is fantastic. I don't want this to get more and more because you're going to liquidate it.
That's right.
It's not going to mean as much to me. Like, well, more teams in makes it harder to get to the Final Four. Well, it's more so like you got to – what is it they always use? Punch your ticket.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be a participation tournament. Oh, congratulations. You won 19 games. That's pretty good. Get into the tournament. See what you can do. No, if you want to get in from the SEC or the Big Ten or the Big – win more games.
Yeah.
Know that there are teams out there. Schedule harder opponents. Don't have a Cinderella cakewalk schedule in your first five games. Go play like the teams Duke, Kansas, and all those teams do. So then when Kansas gets in at a 21-11 season, and everyone goes 21-11, that team from the SEC that's down there, Vanderbilt, they were 20. They didn't play anybody.
Right.
You got to do this. That's the system. I don't want to see it expand. Keep it at 68. I don't want it to get to 96 or whatever the hell, 108 or whatever it will be. Keep it there. Plus, I don't want to write that much. You know, click that much in my bracket.
Exactly. It's a lot for the bracket is perfect at 68. But then this is, this is where I caution these leagues and these places to stop with the money grab, man.
Then the tournament's going to start on Monday, and then we have a whole week of just playing BS.
Yeah,
and
nobody's going to pay attention to all that crap.
And now it starts.
And nobody's going to pay attention to the play-in games now. Nobody's going to pay attention to more play-in games. We're going to all still pay attention on that Thursday. So I just don't think you need to do it. But when the Big Ten and the SEC whine like little children because they want the 17th place team in the SEC in over the team that won the Mountain West – it's just a money grab for those two leagues. They need to sit down and figure out ways to get in. And if you don't get in, then you weren't good enough, man.
What do they do to us?
It's similar in college football now. You only need 7 wins. Hell, sometimes even 6. Go 500, you got a bowl game.
Got a bowl game.
Yeah, it just doesn't mean as much as it used to. Yeah. I was fine with 64 teams. Over staying in the college ranks, but over to football. One word, the ACC is going to let fans hear replay booth discussion. So there's a big replay. There's a big maybe controversial call or whatever. They're going to hear what those guys are saying now in the booth to each other. One word.
Perfect. Because now we have a reason why. How many times have we heard these reviews and everybody's wondering what the decision was that went into making that call? Now you're going to hear them go through it. As long as they don't use microphones like from the moon to Earth, you know, where you can barely hear and it's all jumbled. Clear, clean sound so everybody can hear the reasoning. I think it's perfect. And if it goes well, I guarantee you we see this in other sports real fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One word. I have so many here. Fantastic, brilliant, insight, great. Knowledgeable.
Accountability is another one you could use too.
Yeah, now you can hear him be like, well, they're saying that he was out. No, Frank, that's not what they're saying. They're saying the possession changed before he went out. That way you kind of know what they're deliberating between instead of just like the guy like in Madden back when it first came out. The ruling on the field stands. Or maybe there's a guy there's like, man, I got like at least a, you know, 3 units on this game. I think he was out. Hey, by the way, they have us recorded now. Now, I think it's brilliant. I think it's fun. I think it's insight. I think it's...
I love it.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, is a lot of it going to be boring? Probably. Is a lot of it going to sound like the NBA when they do the replays where like, yeah, they're saying his foot was out. Yep, okay, got it. Thank you. All right. And then you can kind of hear him off mic where they're like, foul on 33.
Mm, yeah.
Ball goes back to white, and there's 1:13 left on the clock. Mm-hmm. And then they do the exact same thing on the microphone.
Exactly.
So you're going to hear the explanation before the explanation, but it's still kind of cool. Even though the guys in the NBA look like they're looking at your pizza rolls at 2:00 in the morning. Like right here, man. It's like the ruling on the field stands. It was a travel call.
Yeah.
You know?
Does anybody know how to work a microphone too? We were watching, I think, a little bit of the Hall of Fame thing the other day. Like all these guys bend down for the microphone. Like you know they move, right? Yeah, like you can adjust this microphone.
Somebody says rugby used replay audio and it was great.
Oh, nice.
Can't imagine it'd be terrible.
Yeah, I bet it's going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic.
Like
then
said,
you
Bob,
know
more
exactly.
People,
you know,
more people will do this.
Yeah.
Shedeur Sanders, QB4 on the first step chart for the Cleveland Browns. One word.
Hysterical.
drama. I mean, it seems perfect, right? Like, we talk about Jerry Jones keeping people relevant. This is keeping Cleveland relevant.
Yeah.
Shedeur's number 4. What? guess what? He's making the team. He'll be the third string quarterback when it's all said and done. And then next year he'll be like, can he get on the field and play?
Right.
It's a long process here. The Browns know what they're doing.
They don't.
I mean, with this situation, they do. They don't know what they're doing as an
organization. Oh, with the drama situation. Yeah. Oh, God, yes.
With the team, yes. But with Shador Sanders, absolutely they knew what they're doing. They waited. Then when we had Haslam come out and be like, well, what's my pick?
Right.
And then the depth chart comes out, well, he's fourth. Really?
Dylan Gabriel.
Crochet? I'm kidding. Dylan Gabriel is better. Yeah, Garrett Gabriel is better than Shador Sanders. Humble yourself, Dusty. It's okay. And so, yeah, I think it's brilliant from the drama aspect because I will probably not watch a minute of a Cleveland Browns game unless it's on Red Zone / ESPN / during a commercial. Yeah, I'm good, man.
During a commercial on Red Zone or during a commercial of an NFL game?
A commercial on Red Zone.
I know.
Yeah.
Seattle Kraken took a trip and they encountered a bear.
Close call between a sea troll and a grizzly bear. Shockingly, this is not a joke, and it's actually kind of terrifying. So the sea troll is named Bowie, and he's the mascot for the Seattle Kraken hockey team. The team was fly fishing in Canada for a community outreach program when, look at that, a grizzly bear crashes the party, at one point charging Bowie. Now, one player blamed Bowie, saying the bear was very interested in his whole look.
What do you think about that one word?
Run. I mean, the video of the mascot getting like chased by a grizzly bear in a river is something that I didn't know I'd ever see in my entire life. Let me tell you something. There's going to be a mascot, and it's going to be in a river in Canada fly fishing, and a grizzly bear is going to chase it. Okay, how long have you been in the garage? No, this legitimately happened, and there's video proof for it.
Yes.
Run is the only word I can use for that.
Well, you're supposed to play dead when a bear comes after you, they say.
Yeah.
How many people have actually done that?
Right.
Come on.
Who's playing dead when a bear comes after me? Your initial instinct is to run.
Yeah, it's like when the movie Jurassic Park came out. Don't move and he can't see you. Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
I'm going to die running. That guy sat on the toilet and got ate in Jurassic Park. I guess he was moving. But yeah, I don't know. Hilarious. Wild. I mean, Alaskan fly fishing and a bear's coming out of nowhere. I mean, yeah, like Bob said, or get in the water and swim.
I bet that you got that mascot suit on, too, so you're probably thinking to yourself, I don't want to ruin this suit.
At least you can float.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, I mean,
as a mascot fishing, getting a...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Attacked by a bear. Have you not seen the movie The Revenant?
Yeah.
I need my salary raised right now, please.
Yeah.
One word on the Royals tonight.
Win.
Yeah. Massive. Garrett Crochet on the mound. Not Dylan, Garrett.
Playoffs.
Yeah. That's what it is. You'll see. You'll watch it tonight. You'll see 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hit the garage at 5:45, right after you're done with Vern's pregame show or Vern's on deck show at 5 o'clock. Hit the garage, come back out, and be like, okay, what are we going to eat for dinner?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.